The first thing I would ask for those who are listening today, if you would please get on your cell phone, not driving, okay?
Yeah.
Please call your dental office and ask them if they're signed up to help out with the Mission of Mercy. And not only the dentist, but the assistants, the hygienists, and the front desk. This is an enormous thing. My entire office will be there. I know many other officers from around the Mid-South that will be there. It's a great team-building experience to go help people in this way and just see the love that we can all share with people by doing great dentistry.
Calling all dentists. Hi, welcome to Mid-South Viewpoint. I'm Byron Tyler. Glad you could join us today. Ouch, that hurt. You talk about going to the dentist. No one likes doing that. I don't know why that is. Maybe because
we get such a bad rap, I'm telling you.
You do. Dr. Mitchell Godet's here with us today. And Mitchell, I think really in my experience in the past was I had a bad experience as a child.
I hate to hear that, Byron. That's the last thing I want to hear, because then people don't go get dentistry later on in life. That's something we want to overcome for people, and we don't want them to be in pain. So we're going to do a lot of great things coming up here with the Mission of Mercy.
Well, I'm looking forward to talking about that. We got together last year.
Yes, we did.
And this is the second annual for the Memphis area.
Yes.
This is something that's been taking place as a really practical way of reaching out to the underserved throughout our country.
Absolutely.
Mission of Mercies have been taking place. People have been coming to Christ as a result of this work.
Absolutely.
And people have been getting problems with their oral health care taken care of.
Absolutely.
And when you look at the underserved, I was doing a little research, and there were some studies, and I know you probably have seen this. One study was comparing urban oral care to those in the suburbs.
Right.
And comparatively speaking, there was a noticeable difference.
Yes, there is.
And I was also reading some national studies where some parents were claiming that their children didn't even see a dentist, last year or the year before, and they haven't been to the dentist.
I hate to hear that. And that's why with the Mission of Mercy, we certainly will be serving both adults and children. We want children to come and have a great experience and be relaxed so that, as you mentioned a moment ago, they'll want to go to the dentist as an adult and seek regular dental care, because we know from studies and research that your oral health is directly related to your overall health. Diabetes is a big association with periodontal disease and decayed teeth being abscessed. There was several years ago a young man, I believe is in New Jersey, that unfortunately died from not having dental care. We want to prevent that from happening here in the Mid-South and reach out to those individuals. And let me speak to how someone can bring a child. And when I say a child, I mean someone who would be a minor. So they're going to be 17 and younger. If they're 18, they can come by themselves. But if they're 17 and younger, they're going to need to have an adult with them.
Right.
And then if the adult also wants to have dental care, we need to have another adult. I know that sounds crazy for someone to watch a 17-year-old, but technically they're still a minor. We want to help everyone out with dental care.
Well, Dr. Godet, before we continue on,
yes.
What you're saying is very important information we want to give out. But we're talking about the Mid-South Mission of Mercy being held on February 10th and the 11th this year at Bellevue Baptist Church, the same location it was held last time.
Yes.
This is the amazing thing. All dental services are provided free of charge by members of the Tennessee Dental Association, the Mississippi Dental Association, and the Arkansas Dental Association.
Yes.
Also assisted by a host of volunteers. You guys provide dental care for the relief of pain to underserved those in the Mid-South. And when I say dental pain, because there are some people who have been living with dental pain for a while.
There are. We want to help those people out. We're going to do that by providing free cleanings, free extractions, free fillings or restorations on teeth. So our goal is to help people get out of pain. I want to add, too, some of the other organizations are helping out here locally. We have the Memphis Dental Society, which is bringing the dentists together and hygienists and assistants to help out. And then another thing that we've done this year is we've reached out to the Shelby County Dental Society to help them come on board to help us to make this a reality as well, too. And one of the big things with that, Byron, that is really sad. Last weekend I was in Atlanta, Georgia, and I got to go to Martin Luther King's church, and it was really an amazing event. I go into his church, and they have recordings of him in the church. It's like you're actually there getting to hear him speak. And the irony is, he's speaking about Memphis and the sanitation workers' strike. I asked the lady, is this from Memphis or is this actually a sermon that he preached here in Atlanta? She said, no, this is the sermon he preached in Atlanta before he came to Memphis. We all know Martin Luther King was shot and killed here in Memphis, unfortunately. And one of the divides that's still in, here in Memphis and around the country is there is the American Dental Association, while both Caucasian and Hispanic and some Afro-American, there is a separate dental society that's been around for mainly Afro-Americans called the National Dental Association. They have a society here in Memphis, the Shelby County Dental Society, and of course there's a Memphis Dental Society that I belong to, and one of our goals is to bridge that gap, and it's really sad to think in today's age and time that we still have mainly a Caucasian society and mainly an Afro-American society, and one of the big things that we in the Memphis Dental Society and the members of the Shelby County Dental Society want to bridge that gap. We want people to see that we're coming together as Memphians and Shelby Countyans and as people reaching out. Some of us certainly are non-Christian. They're going to be there. I am a Christian, and we're certainly doing that for those reasons, to help people out. It's important to show the love of Christ to be able to help people out. And I want to see that it is Caucasians and Afro-Americans and Hispanics serving Caucasians, Afro-Americans, and Hispanics. To me, that's a picture and a glimpse of heaven.
Yes.
You know, people, unfortunately, the passive thought is going to be primarily white or primarily black or whatever they thought it was going to be, but that's not the reality. The reality is heaven's going to be a mixture of all kinds of people and all kinds of music and all kinds of things. So,
well, let's take it back for a moment if we can.
Sure.
And to get your involvement, if I remember last time, you actually experienced a Mission of Mercy in another city, I believe.
That was in Little Rock in Arkansas. We went there in 2015 to get an idea of how to actually bring this to Memphis in the Mid-South for the first time in 2016. That was last February. It was quite amazing to see what they've done in Arkansas for 8 years. Chuck Wood, who is a dentist in West Memphis, and I are good friends, and he mentioned to me about the Mission of Mercy and invited us to come to Arkansas for that. And he has been instrumental in helping to make this happen, along with a ton of other dentists and non-dentists and volunteers and different churches. And Bellevue, obviously, is one of those, and First Evangelical Church is another one, and several other churches are coming together and bringing their people, because this is not just a Bellevue thing. When you hear the word Bellevue and Hope Church and Christ Methodist and so forth, may think, well, I'm not invited. That's not true.
Yeah.
Okay, we are here to bring everyone together.
Well, logistically speaking, I mean, Bellevue provides a great venue because
absolutely.
Of its location. And
it's,
again,
it's parking.
Yeah, parking and the size.
The size.
And what you guys are wanting to do, the experience you're wanting the clients who come and to participate for the free dental coverage, there is a little bit of a wait sometimes.
Absolutely.
And so there's a way that you're trying to process people to give them a comfortable experience.
Absolutely.
And some things to enjoy. Kids can have some fun too while they're there.
Absolutely, they can. We will have the Tooth Fairy.
The Tooth Fairy is coming. Oh, my goodness. I got to come. I've always wanted to meet the Tooth Fairy.
We will have coloring books and all kinds of great things for the kiddos. And we will certainly make sure they have a good first dental experience, if that's their first experience or additional experience they've had. We want to take good care of them and want them to continue to go to the dentist. Again, as I mentioned, as adults, I see mainly adults in my practice. But unfortunately, like your situation, I hear of people who had a bad experience as a child. And that's the last thing we want. We want to have fun with the Tooth Fairy and have fun coloring and learning about brushing and flossing and you know, have a filling or a cleaning or extraction if that's needed for the kids.
Well, I must say, I love my dentist now. Every time I go, we have a great time. My dentist is a Christian, too, and so it's like a worship service every time I go see him.
That's
and,
awesome.
And we have a great time. But as you reach out to many of these are working families, and one of the problems for a lot of folks is they don't have access or they don't have proper dental coverage or any dental coverage at all.
Right.
So you're looking to treat approximately 2,500 patients and provide over $1 million worth of free dental care.
Absolutely. And to put in context of what that is, that's one dental practice in a year, in 2 days. So that's a huge amount of dentistry that can be done. And to put that in context, the mobile dental unit at Bellevue, which is a fantastic thing, we're doing more dentistry than they're able to do over several years. By no means I'm saying what they're doing is bad or wrong.
Right.
It's just we have so many more dentists. We have the largest mobile dental clinic in the entire world with 140 dental chairs. As I told the television crew last year, an interviewer stole my thunder line, which they do sometimes in the media, daggone them. I shouldn't have told them this. But I said, it's dentistry on steroids. And it is. It's an amazing event. If you get time, please go to our website.
I was just going to say, the website is a great resource, and you've got photographs, pictures.
Absolutely. One of the videos that's on there as well, too, shows the facility being put together. And then the other big thing is just seeing the dental care being done and just seeing how people are being touched. One of the people being interviewed was a city worker. He was unable to have care didn't have any benefits through the city. We were able to help him out. So we're helping the city of Memphis, and there are obviously people in Shelby County who probably work for the county that do not have benefits. And when I say that from a government standpoint, there's also going to be people from FedEx and IP. And one of the big things that we need last year for 2016, the city and industries and businesses came together quite well and helped us out. This year was a little bit less as far as donations. This is a $200,000+ event to put on, even with Bellevue providing their facility at no charge, which is probably a $60,000 or $70,000 savings to us. There's still a lot of supplies to get. Many things are donated, but there's still an enormous budget to put this on. And of course, dentists are making no money. And to put that into context too, dentists are taking a day off of work to get this done. And this year we had $55,000+ worth of money donated by dentists, which is amazing. They're really putting their money where their mouths are. I had to say that. Really, they obviously care greatly about the Mid-South.
Well, we appreciate so much this great service that they're providing. And as you mentioned, this is a preventive care for possible disease,
yes,
or taking care of some problems. You know, some people I know have had dental concerns or problems as children or younger in life that had never gone corrected or never been addressed, and it just leads into a mountain of other issues as they get older. And it's so important to have some good choppers, you know. It's such a good thing.
It's very important, and you know, it's keeping people out of pain, preventing teeth from shifting around. If you miss a front tooth and the teeth get all crowded together and your bite's all messed up, as some patients tell me, all jacked up when they come to see me, and then you got to go through all kinds of other dental treatment to fix things. If we fix stuff up front,
yeah,
we can prevent a lot of things from happening. And one of the things I loved about last year, we maybe have someone come in and they've got a front tooth that's all busted, and they're embarrassed about, you know, the family pictures, like for last Christmas, you know, or for Easter that's going to be coming up here sometime soon. You know, imagine somebody now who can go and have a picture with the family at Easter that couldn't do that before. And then even think about the business aspect of this. Someone who has been embarrassed to get a job. Maybe their breath smells so bad from gum disease, or maybe they have a broken tooth in the front. We can help repair that for free.
The self-esteem, the gift that you're giving back is a great thing, Dr. Godet. And we mentioned volunteers. You don't have to be a medical professional such as a dentist. There's other opportunities to volunteer. And let's just stop before we continue on so our friends listening will know that we're talking about the Mid-South Mission of Mercy to be held at Bellevue Baptist Church February 10th and the 11th. We're going to give you details. If you fit into the category of having your teeth cleaned and checked that day, we'll give you a way to do that and tell you what you need to do. Let's kind of talk about these volunteers. As I mentioned, not all are healthcare professionals.
Sure.
You've got some other opportunities for those to volunteer.
The first thing I would ask for those who are listening today, if you would please get on your cell phone, not driving, okay?
Yeah.
Please call your dental office and ask them if they're signed up to help out with the Mission of Mercy. And not only the dentist, but the assistants, the hygienists, and the front desk. This is an enormous thing. My entire office will be there. I know many other offices from around the Mid-South that will be there. It's a great team-building experience to go help people in this way and just see the love that we can all share with people by doing great dentistry. With that, we need a ton of just general volunteers to sign up to make this thing work. And as we were discussing earlier, we need interpreters because there are going to be people there who do not speak English. We're going to have some interpreters for Mandarin, for Chinese and Spanish. We need those people to come and help out. And just general volunteers, someone to escort the patient from point A to point B so we can keep the whole clinic moving. We also need physicians, pharmacists and pharmacist techs and nurses and nursing assistants to put this on, because we have to do a medical triage to make sure the patients are healthy enough. And while I mention that about the health of patients, I encourage patients to bring a list of their medical problems and a list of the medications they're taking so that we know what's going on with them medically so we can help them.
So you'll be doing things like blood pressure checks and
absolutely
to get folks ready to see the dentist.
Absolutely. And we may determine they've got high blood pressure and then may help them to go and get their blood pressure treated somewhere else. And the somewhere else may be we want patients to know how to go to other dental and medical facilities here in the Mid-South and be able to go have care. So it would be the Church Health Center, Christ Community Health Service, that would be UT Dental School. That would also be the Mobile Dental Clinic through Bellevue Church. I believe one more. I'm forgetting what it is right now. But one of our big thing is to make that happen. We're trying to partner with Methodists in several ways. They're helping out. We'd like Baptists to come along and help us out in some ways as well, too.
When we're looking at the type of care you're going to provide, let's talk about some of the things you're not going to be able to do that day. You're not going to be able to give your child braces, or if you need cosmetic dentistry, you're not going to be doing that.
We want to reach as many people as possible. To do that means we're going to have to do some things, but maybe not all the dentistry they need. So the organizations I just mentioned are ways for them to be able to go get additional care beyond what we're able to do. But we want to make sure we at least touch everybody in some way to help them out with a free filling, free extraction, or free cleaning. And that would be, again, for both adults or for kids.
Dr. Godet, if someone participated in the Mid-South Mission of Mercy last year at Bellevue, can they still come back this year?
Absolutely. They've already been invited via email, because people had to register and have an email address. And so they have been invited back. In fact, we sent out reserve the date probably 3 or 4 months ago. And then we've sent out over the last every month since then, you know, here's the registration process. Please make sure you're registered and signed up. Again, need lots of help to make it happen with everybody.
Trying to treat some 2,500 patients, you're definitely going to need assistance in all aspects of processing people and, again, giving them an inviting and a welcoming experience here at Bellevue, which is, again, a great venue to have this event. So folks need to go to a website to sign up if they need dental care.
Well, that's a great question. The only people that need to go to the website to sign up are volunteers, because we need to know who's going to be there and when, and you're going to need to know how to do what it is that you're doing. So the volunteers need to go. Patients just need to be there early Friday morning, early Saturday morning. And when I mean early, I mean early.
You mean early.
The doors are going to open at 6. It is a first-come, first-serve basis. There are no tickets. Somewhere along the line on Facebook, there came out that there's tickets. There are no tickets. Okay, so please don't go to any false place and get tickets, because there are no tickets. And there's no fee for any of this. This is absolutely free. There are no requirements for this. You don't have to show an ID. So unlike voting, okay, we're not going to ask for a voting card or anything. You can show up. Okay, if you're an illegal, you can be there. We're not going to deport you. No one's getting deported. If you're a Muslim, you can come. Whomever you are, we're there to help take care of you. In fact, we have several Muslim dentists who will be there helping out. It's going to be a great event, Byron. I'm looking forward to it. I'm a little more relaxed this year being the second year, but I'm also
I can tell by looking in your eyes there's a glow right now. I guess you kind of have a handle on what's going to take place.
Well, I do and I don't. There's always going to be something that comes up. I get emails every day about what about this, and this is a problem here, and that's a problem there. And as a dentist, I'll admit I'm a control freak, and I know my office team will probably be laughing right now about that. And, you know, it's good to be a dentist and be a control freak. It means we're going to do a good work for you. At the same time, with something like this, I have a new appreciation for, like, a hospital administrator,
right,
for a mayor, for a pastor at a church. I mean, trying to lead a whole bunch of people and put something together, it takes a whole lot of faith, my friend. And one of the things I've learned is there's some things you're not going to sweat the small stuff. You get the whole big picture put together, and you have great people under you, which there are. And I don't mean under me. They're working with me.
Sure.
And we have a whole lot of people praying to make this happen. And please say prayers. Please volunteer. And please help patients get there. We had several people come in last year in wheelchairs. We were able to help them out as well, too. That's a bit of a challenge. We're here to help everyone. And if you know a next-door neighbor and they've got a tooth problem and they're unable to drive, I ask that you help them get there early,
yes,
as I mentioned. And we will do lots of ways to help try to make sure people stay warm and comfortable, because February can be cold.
Yeah,
and we could even have snow and ice. We're going to just pray that that doesn't happen.
And that's really the nice thing about having it at Bellevue as a venue, because of the size, they're able to accommodate inside. So if there's inclement weather, you can take care of that.
We have plans for that.
Since you have one of these under your belt locally, the Mid-South Mission of Mercy here, looking back last year, talk to me about some of the highlights. What were some of your impressions? Any takeaway stories?
Well, one of the stories that's on the website on our video is about a lady who was in a wheelchair, and her husband came one day, and he was able to get his crown replaced. It had fallen out, and they were able to repair some decay and put the crown back in and save a tooth for him. We were able to get his wife in, who's wheelchair-bound and has a lot of medical problems, and I was able to, with our entire group, figure out a way to help take care of her. And she happened to have a periodontal problem, and I'm a periodontist. We treat gum disease specifically, and I got that patient with one of my hygienists who treats periodontal disease every day, and we were able to help save a tooth for her. To me, that was just a complete miracle, as that guy said that. It was just an amazing event. I think one of the big things that happened to me is when all of a sudden it's over, It's this huge relief that comes across you. Of course, you sleep for several days after this. During the event, you're just high on the adrenaline of having the thing go on and putting out fires and take care of patients. And all of a sudden, you realize it's over and you realize what you accomplished.
Is there anything last year that you learned that you say, we're not going to do that again this year?
There are several things that we learned last year. Some of them were little small issues. You know, really, overall, it was amazing how smoothly the event ran. And I attest that to all the people that were there, that just were there to love on people and put out fires and make things run very smoothly.
You talk about these number of dentists. Of course, you're one of possibly 50, 55 dentists.
Last year, we had 238 dentists.
Oh, my goodness.
Volunteer.
I was way off. Why did I say 55?
That's okay. I'm good with that. It gave me an opportunity to wow everybody. We had 246 dentists, 238 assistants, 108 hygienists. So from dentists, and when I say dentist, I mean dentist, assistant, hygienist, dental professionals, we had 700 of 1,900 people were those volunteers. And the volunteers, by the way, I don't think I've talked about this, but there are shifts for Friday morning, Friday afternoon, Saturday morning, and Saturday afternoon. And the Friday morning shifts, they're a little bit on the early side. We're going to open the doors at 6 o'clock for patients. And we're going to need to be able to start dental care right away and medical care right away. So people need to be there before 6 to make this happen. And we hope to be done by 4.
Now, is there any type of refreshments you're going to be providing for people while they wait? Or should they eat before they come?
Are you talking about patients or volunteers?
The patients, both.
So patients, you know, if you have the ability to eat before you get there, we certainly love for you to do that. We will certainly have some ways to make sure people stay hydrated and nourished. We're not going to leave people not being taken care of that way. And certainly for volunteers, we will have some food is available too for them. And when they register, there's ways for them to say that they would like to have something to eat or not.
And volunteers need to go ahead today and go to the website, MidSouthMissionOfMercy.org.
Yes.
MidSouthMissionOfMercy.org. Go ahead and volunteer if you can translate different language. Interpret for that, if you can just be there maybe to help with the kids that are there.
Play with the kids and have a good time. And we want the patients to have a good time. We want the volunteers to have a good time. It is an amazing experience just to be there and help out and just see the amount of people coming in and out, the amount of care being taken care of for people. And again, the new smiles that are coming out of all this is an absolutely amazing event. And it is our pleasure as dentists and the Memphis Dental Society and Shelby County Dental Society to put this on and make this happen, along with Bellevue and lots of other churches. And that's another thing for 2018 that I would wish for, Byron, is that more churches would participate. I would really like to see, for this next year, one of my goals will be to maybe have a church sponsor a specific area, like maybe the volunteer food or patient food or maybe the medical triage area or something like that. Maybe give them a specific task, and maybe that's where I've failed in the past about trying to give somebody a specific thing to do. Ideally, I'd love people to work in medical triage and let them be from a lot of different churches and work together. But maybe I've got to do it the other way. But anyway, I would love to get more churches involved and share the love and have some inner city churches and Hispanic churches, which we have had. I'd love to have more of that occur. I have several people contact me all the time about, well, can you do this at my church? And I tell them, well, I'd love to do it at your church. Do you have a parking places for like 4,000 people? And do you have 4 basketball-size areas? And do you have easy access to your place to do this? Which I'd love to do it. And, of course, the answer most of the time is no. And Bellevue, obviously, as we both know, has those facilities. And we have to have a facility to make this happen.
And that's a wonderful thing, about Bellevue being the venue for this, as we've mentioned. I remember when Katrina took place, many churches around town were providing care and letting their gyms and their churches be used for bedding and, you know, sleeping and taking care of folks. And Bellevue did a great job. I traveled to churches all over. But again, for the centrally location of Bellevue there, I-40 and Appling Road, February 10th and the 11th. Get there early if you want dental care. Like you said, the doors open at 6. First come, first serve. There's no cost.
No tickets.
No tickets. Basic dental care, cleaning, extraction. You will do that.
We will do that. You did ask me what we will not do.
Yes.
So there is no sedation here. Okay, so if you happen to be getting a tooth removed,
just bite a bullet, huh?
Well, we won't make them bite a bullet. And no whiskey, because we're at a Baptist church and they won't allow that to happen, I'm sure. But we will numb you. Okay, so you'll be very comfortable. And we have some of the finest oral surgeons and finest dentists in the town helping take care of people. And they are used to making sure people are comfortable. And our goal is to make sure that you are. and have a good experience.
Dr. Godette, I always enjoy when we get together. Your excitement for this, I mean, the whole interview, you're just smiling because I know that this has really become a passion of yours.
It has. It has. It's a big deal, and it's our pleasure to be able to come together as a community and make this happen. And I want to encourage community to continue to do so, to come behind us and make this happen so we can continue this for the future, because this is something that's needed every year.
And don't forget, we want our listeners to call your dentist and say, hey, do you know about the Mid-South Mission of Mercy? Go to the website, midsouthmissionofmercy.org, volunteers, and get your, I guess, a dentist. Can they go to the same website?
Dentist is the same website for volunteering, absolutely.
Okay.
And
yeah,
the patients can get additional information from the website as well. But again, there's no registration for them. It's first come, first serve, no tickets for them. But yes, we need any volunteers to go to the website and definitely register so we can make sure you have a shirt and if we have food for you and things like that. Plus, we can make sure we're putting you in a position where you're needed. And we need to also make sure we have enough people to do certain things throughout the day. So a lot of planning behind this and a ton of people making it happen. I appreciate each and every one of them. And I could sit here and name 100 names.
I know you could.
But thank you for everyone who's putting this together and making it happen and for loving on the Mid-South.
Dr. Mitchell Godette, thank you so much for what you're doing for Christ's kingdom here through Mid-South Mission of Mercy. Thank you for joining us here on Bot Radio today.
Thank you so much, Byron. We appreciate you and for helping us get the word out.
Friends, that's all the time we have on today's program. Don't forget, you can volunteer for the Mid-South Mission of Mercy at midsouthmissionofmercy.org. The event takes place on February 10th and the 11th at Bellevue Baptist Church. Again, go to the website for more information. We're going to talk to you next time because we're out of time. Hey, don't forget to floss and brush your teeth. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Great one, Byron.